We present King Street Junior, created by Jim Eldridge and written by Ivan Shakespeare and Dave Single, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
Right, sit still. Just a few more strokes. Very good cheekbones, you know. Voila.
Hey, it's just like me. It's brilliant.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, well, go on, sign it. One of these days it might be worth...
50, 80, maybe a dollar.
Oh, go on.
Oh, okay. With love, Adele McAfee. The first work of my English period.
Oh, we are actually over England, are we?
Well, with all these clouds, I guess we must be. Can't be long before we land. I told you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the captain speaking. We're getting reports of fog at Gatwick, and it looks like we may be diverted to another airport.
Oh, no.
East Midlands is looking favoured at the
Would
moment.
Would you believe it? I hope old Beeston doesn't think I've had second thoughts.
Thank you.
He's meeting you, is he?
Yeah. I've got to try and get a message to him.
Well, they won't let you do that.
Well, why not? They've got a radio, haven't they?
Well, that's for talking to ground control.
Well, exactly, so they can pass on a message to Mr. Beeston.
But they wouldn't let you do that.
Oh, no probs. They say if there's anything you want, just ask the steward, right?
Well,
so
yes.
I'll just say I'd like to draw a lightning sketch of the pilot. Then one good turn deserves another. A steward?
Oh, they also serve who only stand and wait. What the devil's happened to this flight?
Due to poor visibility, all incoming flights have been diverted to East Midlands Airport.
Oh.
We apologize for any inconvenience caused. Thank you.
Oh, marvellous, isn't it? I've been kicking my heels for 2.5 hours, and after 3 delays, they decide to divert the plane. Typical.
Yes, wretched weather.
I was supposed to be meeting somebody to clinch a deal. Well, I might as well forget it now. Another one lost to the Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Very competitive, is it, your line of business?
Cutthroat.
Really?
Oh, yes. Of course, at one time, Britain led the world in rainwater guttering technology. Then it went, like everything else.
Down the drain, so to speak.
Yes. And my card, by the way.
Oh, Brian Frome, Chairman and Managing Director, Frome and Cannock Guttering, PLC. Oh, very pleased to meet you.
Yourself?
Harry Beeston. I'm a teacher, actually.
Well, as they say, there's always someone worse off than yourself. Oh, look, the bar's over there. Fancy a drink?
Well, I'm supposed to be meeting somebody. I really ought to try to get to East Midlands.
What, to Leicester? In this fog? Oh, you'll be lucky.
Attention, please. Would Mr. Harry Beeston...
Beeston, that's you, old boy.
Shh,
Adele McAfee from Melbourne, please go to the airline office where she has left a message for you. Thank you.
Oh, sounds like a woman with influence. Girlfriend, is she?
It's a disgrace. Someone should have kept us informed.
Oh, come on. None of us knew where he was.
But I had an appointment with him at 3 o'clock to discuss my thoughts for the Christmas concert. And when I went into the office, there was no one there. The place was deserted.
Well, you know Mrs. Stone's not here in the afternoon.
Then Miss Lewis should have been there. She's his deputy.
She was teaching all afternoon. She can't be in two places at once.
Disgraceful.
Well, did you check the answer phone? He ran through to say he'd be delayed.
I was too upset.
Morning, everybody. As you were.
Oh, morning.
Miss McAfee. Miss Lewis.
Thank you. Oh, your arrival.
Now, if I might have your attention, please.
Yeah.
Before we get down to business, I'd like to introduce you to our long-awaited, and I mean long-awaited, exchange teacher, Miss McAfee.
Hi. Welcome. Nice to meet you all.
And this lot, Miss McAfee, is what you'll have to put up with for the next year. Yeah. And heaven help you.
Oh, shame.
Where's Mr. Sims?
Ah, yes, we had a phone call from Mr. Sims 10 minutes ago.
He's not off sick.
To say he'll be slightly late due to what he termed, what was it, Miss Lewis?
Transport difficulties.
I told him not to buy that new push bag. Rubbish.
How was the flight, Miss McAfee?
Oh, no probs. Apart from the mix-up at the airport.
Diversion to East Midlands, Mrs. Patterson. Fog at Gatwick. I expect you heard about that.
I was not informed.
No jet lag or anything.
Oh, no, I'm pretty lucky like that, I guess.
Well, if you'd like to take a seat, Miss McAfee.
Yes, right.
Right, let's get on, shall we? We'll press on with the business that's in the forefront of our minds at the moment. The cleaning arrangements.
All lack of.
Yes, quite. You see, Miss McAfee, I'm afraid there's been a mass walkout of the cleaning staff.
They're on strike, you mean?
Exactly. I'd walk out as well in their position. If they delay paying my wages to swell the profits of some fly-by-night privatised cleaning...
Yeah, do you mind, Mr. Long?
Sorry.
As I was about to say, our immediate concern, therefore, is to devise some means by which we can keep the school clean in the meantime. I have my own ideas, but on the other hand, if anyone has some brilliant scheme which will achieve this, while at the same time causing minimum disruption to our normal school...
Oh, wretched punches. First day out as well.
Sir, please, sir.
Oh, hello, Sheen. You're in early.
Yes, sir. My mum has to drop me off early now, sir.
Oh, that's right. She's a cleaner, isn't she?
At Maryland High. Only she has to go in earlier now than before, sir.
Oh, I see. Anyway, what was it you wanted, Sheen?
It's the girls' toilets. They're flooded, sir. Look, my shoes are all wet.
Well, you haven't been splashing about in it, have you?
No, sir.
No, of course you wouldn't. Look, I'm a bit busy now. Why don't you go and find the caretaker?
Yes, sir.
Tell him what's happened. Any problems, tell him I sent you.
Yes, sir.
Right, run along now. I've got to lock my bike up. Not that anybody in their right mind would think shit.
At first sight, I can see how that would seem to be a possible solution, Mrs. Rudd, but frankly, I wouldn't be happy about it.
I'm sure there would be no shortage of volunteers.
Maybe, but no, I think we should draw the line at inviting parents to come in and help.
We've got to do something.
Yes, and at this stage, I'm inclined to go along with a plan Miss Lewis suggested to me before the meeting.
Who is it?
Please, Miss Lewis.
Yes, well, I think it's a fairly practical suggestion.
Ah, Mr. Sims, you made it.
Sorry, everybody, I'm sorry I'm late.
What was it?
Multiple puncture front wheel.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Now, look, quiet, please. I think you should know what all this is about, Mr. Sims. I called this meeting...
My instigation.
You're quiet. I called this meeting to discuss the present crisis in her cleaning arrangements.
Ah, yes, that reminds me. I just saw Shaheen from my class. She tells me the girls' toilets are flooded.
Oh, this is monstrous. At this rate, we shall all be stricken with typhoid and hepatitis.
Well, that's all we need. So what should we do now?
Well, you could send a guy with a broom in to spill it out, I guess.
Well, I told her to notify the kit. Who are you?
Adele McAfee? Exchange teacher. Hi.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Introductions later, Mr. Sims. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, we were about to say this, Miss.
Yes, well, it's a practical suggestion, as I said. I thought we could make up a staff rota for keeping an eye on the toilets, kitchen areas, and anywhere else where dirt or rubbish might build up.
Any volunteers for latrine duties?
Don't all rush at once. Just take the girls' toilets. We should probably find that someone's been stuffing paper down as usual. A little vigilance there would have saved a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It all reeks a bit of Big Brother to me.
That's better than reeking of raw sewage, I guess.
You may think this is a suitable subject for levity, Miss McAfee, but I assure you, when you are more familiar with the situation...
What's the consensus on Miss Lewis's rota, then? Personally, I think it's quite a good idea. All agreed?
I
right, then. So, unless anyone else has any suggestions,
No.
Well then, Miss Lewis, go ahead with your emergency measures, okay?
Right, I'll start drawing up a rota straight after assembly.
Fine. Now, any other pressing problems before the bell?
No.
Good. Well, Miss McAfee, so much for your introduction to the British education system.
Yeah. Oh, what's left of it?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Long. I should think you'll want to get organised before you face your little group of monsters, eh?
Yeah, right.
So, Miss Lewis, will you take Miss McAfee along to her classroom, please?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's right next to mine, isn't it?
Perhaps you would like to do the honours, Mr. Sims.
Well, it'd be a pleasure.
Right, let's go to it, everybody. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll just pick up my register from the office and I'll be right with you.
Lead on, Mr.
I did invite Miss McAfee to join us, Mrs. Patterson, but...
It seems she prefers the company of Mr. Sims.
Can't imagine why.
Wait! If you don't want that, don't throw it at Aisha!
It tastes a patty, miss.
If you don't like it, leave it on your plate.
Yes, miss.
Sure,
miss.
Okay, you've got a point. This crumbles does taste slightly linseedy.
Mm.
So, what's your impression of her then?
Who?
Oh, Miss McAfee.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be slow in coming forward.
Australians are noted for saying what they think.
Stop it, Wayne! I won't tell you again.
Yes, miss.
My mother was out there once, visiting a relative, I think. Said she found the Australians... verbally colourful.
So how are you settling in, Miss McAfee?
Adele,
right.
That's fine. Kids are great.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Mind you, kids are kids everywhere. Sonia on their side and you're cooking with gas.
Right. So we pass the McAfee test then, do we?
Sure. Though trying to get a bus here was a bit of a pain, but as soon as I get my bike, I really...
Ah, you're a cyclist too. Huh? I've taken it up myself to try and get fit, you know. Takes pounds off you mending all those punctures.
Oh, no, not that sort of bike. Actually, I was thinking more of a Triumph Bonneville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, incidentally, if you ever hear of an old Bonnie going cheap, I'd really...
Oh, I'll let you know.
Thanks.
The kids will love you. Young Wayne in your class is motorbike crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've already swapped notes. He reckons a Yamaha 650 will knock spots off the Suzuki VTX. I mean, I ask you.
Yes. It was no contest, then. So you won't be interested in the carpool, then?
A carpool?
Mr. Long is trying to organise one to preserve the environment, he says. Now, it's really just to save a few, Bob.
Oh, good idea. But I guess my Bonnie will be quicker. Traffic here is crazy for such a small island.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I'm a proper cyclist, remember?
Yeah. As you, Mrs. Patterson, the beauty of a car rotary is that congestion's reduced, and overall, we'd be contributing to the lessening of carbon dioxide build-up, not to mention nitrous oxides, tetraethyl lead, noise...
So this is your friendly green alternative. One car, four passengers.
Yep.
Oh, and we all thought you were just trying to save a bit of money.
Well, there is that as well, I grant you.
Of course. Have you talked to Mr. Sims about it?
What?
Your car rotor idea.
Yeah, but he's not interested.
Might be, after today.
No. His idea of a green alternative is to offer me a lift on his crossbar.
Lucky for some.
Okay, now who can remember what the Aborigines called the time when the Earth was very young?
They called it the dream time, miss.
Very good, Wayne. Now, at that time, they believed strange creatures lived on the planet. The Aborigines painted these on the walls of caves and rocks, and some of them we can recognise as animals, like this. Anybody?
That's a kangaroo, miss.
That's right, Shaheen. But some were animals that we would not recognise today. Anybody know what this is?
It's Shaheen, miss.
No, it's not, miss. It's Wayne. Look, it's got funny ears.
Calm down, kids. If it was Wayne, it'd have a baseball cap pointing backwards like this to look where it isn't going. And if it was Shaheen, it'd have a striped top like this.
Miss, miss, it's a dragon, miss.
Very good, Ranjit.
Miss, dragons breathe smoke.
Oh, so they do, Wayne. So, let's give it lots of smoke coming from its nostrils.
More, miss, more!
And why is he smoking?
Because somebody gave him a cigarette, miss.
And they shouldn't have done, should they?
No, miss!
And that's why he's got a claw to his mouth, because that cigarette is making him cough.
He's got a claw in his mouth, miss.
Like this.
Look, he's falling over.
What's all this noise?
Oh, beg your pardon, Mrs. Rudd.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt, Miss McAfee. I heard all the noise and assumed that the class must have been unsupervised. I see that I was mistaken.
Yes, well, we were just talking about abstract art and Aboriginal cave paintings, with special reference to dragons and baseball caps.
Well, I should be grateful if you would ask your class to talk less noisily. We are trying to work next door.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Yes, well, I'll leave you to it, Miss McAfee. Dragons and baseball caps.
All right. Now, you've all got paper, and I want you to draw your own Aboriginal painting. No motorbikes, Wayne, right?
Right, miss.
Ah, hard at it, Mrs. Stone.
Yes?
Good.
And where have you been, or do I need to ask?
Well, she's only been here a week or so. I've got to keep an eye on her, see how she's getting on.
Of course.
Any settling in period, you know, by its very nature, tends to,
Unsettle?
Well, you know what I mean. She's new, and I'm interested in her approach to teaching. I must admit, I do find her enthusiasm infectious. And so do the children.
I think that's rather what some of the staff are afraid of. Mrs. Rudd, in particular.
What?
Well, you know, Miss McAfee encourages her class to make musical instruments.
Oh, like the didgeridoo, you mean?
Exactly. The other day she took her class out on a foraging expedition from local skips. That didgeridoo started life as a piece of old piping.
Extraordinary.
Ah, at last. I've been looking everywhere for you, Mr. Beeston.
And now you've found me, Mrs. Rudd.
I demand you take immediate action, immediately.
What's your problem?
You can't say I didn't warn you about the dangers of neglecting the cleaning problem, of failing to preserve a high standard of general hygiene.
No, hang on. Now, what are we talking about, Mrs. Rudd?
It's my piano.
Oh, isn't it always?
It is infested with rodents, Mr. Beeston.
What?
My piano has been overrun by mice.
I don't believe it.
And I insist you do something about it, Mr. Beeston, immediately.
Let's get this straight. How many mice have you actually seen, Mrs. Rowe?
A large number.
Look, can you be more precise? How many?
Well, to be entirely accurate, one.
Well, that's not exactly a plague, is it?
The propensity of the species for breeding is well known. Where there is one, rest assured, there will be more.
Yes, but I would have thought they'd need a bit of peace and quiet for mating purposes. Your piano doesn't seem ideal in that respect.
I'll ring the council straight away, Mrs. Rudd, and get a pest control officer round.
Please do, Mrs. Stone, because I refuse to go anywhere near that instrument until it has been cleared of infestation.
Well, perhaps you ought to fly a red flag on it as a warning.
Oh, you're quite impossible. This is no time for levity. I will be with my class in the hall.
Oh, you know, I almost sympathise with that mouse.
What do you mean?
Well, can you imagine coming face to face with Mrs. Rudd?
I'm telling you, if it's mice today, man, it'll be rats tomorrow. You'll see.
Frogs and locusts too, I expect.
We should be on strike now, you know. What other professional body will put up with mice popping up all over the place?
The magic circle?
Withdrawal of labour until effective action's taken. That's the only thing they'll listen to. Doesn't it bother you?
Shut up, will you? I'm trying to get this marking done.
No, but I mean, these mice. Don't they bother you?
No, I'm just keeping me bike clips on.
Oh, now that racket started up again.
What racket?
Doesn't anything put you off your marking?
Look, I'm sorry, I can't talk. I've got to get this finished before I go out tonight.
Why? What's happening tonight?
Hi, only me.
Well,
oh, hello.
Shut the door, will you?
Sorry, won't be long. Still on for tonight?
Sure, yes, I'll see you in the feathers about six.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, and I bought the exchange in Mart as per suggestion, so talk about it then. You won't be late.
Oh, no, you can depend on me.
I hope so, mate. I don't want to be hanging around like a shag on a rock. Oh, well, I guess I better get back to the string section. Doesn't sound too healthy.
Really? How can you tell?
Oh, easy to the practice musical ear. See ya.
Bye.
You don't waste any time, do you?
What?
Someone got your foot in the door.
Look, it's all perfectly innocent.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't. You can date whoever you like.
It's not a date. It's not a proper one. She just wants me to go round some garages with her so she can buy a motorbike.
What do you know about motorbikes?
Well, not a lot. But, well, some of these people see a girl on her own, they might try to take advantage.
Of Miss McAfee? I doubt it.
Yes, well...
Anyway, you should tell her not to waste her money.
If she comes in on the car rotor, I can give her a lift to and from school. She contributes a bit towards the petrol, Bob's your uncle. Sorry, I think she's set her heart on a Triumph Bonneville.
She'll be lucky.
Failing that, Harley Davidson.
All right. But if she drives the way she teaches, I'd watch it if I were you.
I'll bear that in mind.
So, this is the feathers.
Yes. Our unofficial staff room. Cheers.
Cheers.
I thought old Long was never going to let me get away.
What?
Well, he wouldn't stop going on about that mouse. He's even talking about bringing the union in.
He wants to go on strike over a mouse.
Well, not just any old mouse. He's on about the mouse in Mrs. Rudd's piano.
Oh, it's all so petty.
Petty? Listen, if Mr. Long and Mrs. Rudd get together, it'll be like World War III breaking out.
I mean, you... No, forget it.
No, go on.
Oh, nothing. I keep opening my mouth and putting my foot in it.
Ah, you think we all get worked up over nothing, don't you?
No, I didn't say that.
Ah, but you're right. I suppose it's an occupational hazard.
Guess so.
I should think teachers in Australia are much the same, huh?
Guess they're the same all over the world.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've only ever worked in this country.
Mm.
You know, that's something I admire about Australians.
What?
Well, you'll get up and go.
Yeah, well, if we want to see anywhere except Australia, we've got to get up and go.
Well, you know what I mean. We British do have a tendency to moan about things where other people get on and do something about them. I mean, like that mouse. Why don't we just get a cat and have done with it?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why not?
Well, it's cruel. Better to use a trap.
That's not cruel, I suppose.
I meant a humane trap. You can get them.
Ah. Was a thought. There's a hardware shop in Grice Street that might sell them.
Mm.
No, I'll not be shut by now.
Well, never mind. I've got a better idea. Real bit of bush engineering, this.
Yeah?
Well, you get a wide-rim bottle or a jar, you put a bit of chocolate in the bottom,
yes.
The mouse can get in, but it can't get out again.
Well, will a milk bottle do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's sure to be one hanging around the school.
Okay, well, what are we waiting for? The sooner we catch it, the sooner Mrs. Rudd can sleep easy in her bed.
No, steady on. The school will be locked up by now.
Oh, well, no problems. You know, we might find a window where we can climb in. I mean, it's easy. You just put a credit card down
just
the side.
Just look, we're not going to break in. We'll end up getting locked up.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, but we can go early tomorrow morning. The school's usually open by 7.
And we'll do the deed then. I'll drink to that.
Talking of which, I think it's my round. Same again. White wine, wasn't it?
Oh, that's a matter of opinion. I tell you what.
Yes.
Why don't we find a proper wine bar, one that sells Yarra Valley or a nice Barossa?
It's kind of you to call in so promptly. Yes, I'll let Mrs. Patterson know as soon as she comes in. I hope he's feeling better tomorrow. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Goodbye. Come in.
Morning.
Ah, Miss Lewis, you're in early.
Not especially. It's 8:15.
Well, earlier than most, if I can put it like that.
But not Miss McAfee. I saw her in the staff room as I came past.
Ah, yes. Enthusiasm. That's what I like to see.
Anyway, I just popped in to show you this week's rota before I put it on the notice board.
Ah, yes. The hygiene fatigues. Any signs of rebellion in the ranks?
No. I think the initial resentment has started to die down now. Mr. Beeson, could you...
I'm sorry. I just noticed Mr. Sims has arrived.
Another early bird.
Enthusiasm must be catching.
Does she usually come in early?
Well, early-ish, but I reckon we've got a few minutes yet.
Oh, good.
What time did you get in?
Well, about an hour ago. That's when I set the trap.
Not long enough, really.
You could be lucky.
Yes. We're okay. She's not here. Right. You keep watch, and I'll check the bottle.
I wedged it under the pedals.
Right.
What is it?
Here. Come and look at this.
What?
Shut the door.
Oh, sorry. Have you caught it?
Bingo.
Oh, it's sweet.
It's never a mouse, though. It's more like a gerbil.
What is a gerbil?
Oh, if it had been a mouse, I was going to let it loose in the park, but it doesn't seem right for a gerbil.
Well, why not?
Well, I know it's illogical, but a cat might get it.
Oh, you Brits really are a nation of animal lovers, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'll take it home, buy a cage for it.
But why not donate it as a school pet?
Oh, I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Well, why not?
Because of the life expectancy of the average school pet.
All right.
Mrs. Rudd, I thought I had... Mr. Sims, what on earth are you doing?
Morning, Mr. Beeston.
And Miss McAfee.
Hi, Mr. Beeston. Great news. We've caught your mouse.
Well, Mrs. Rudd's mouse.
Oh, well, perhaps you'd like to get up off your hands and knees and explain.
Yes, well, it's like this, Mr. Beeston.
I must say, it's a most extraordinary story.
But you must admit it does show initiative.
True.
On the other hand, I'm not entirely sure I should approve of what they've done.
Why not?
Well, there's no substitute for having adequate resources to keep the school fit for its purpose. I mean, having my teachers going round setting mouse traps is all very well and good, but... come in! Ah, Mrs. Rudd, and Mr. Long.
Mr. Beeson, we have come to see you on a matter of the utmost urgency.
Oh, what would that be, Mrs. Rudd? Now, let me guess.
Mr. Beeson, you may think that a vermin infestation in the school is a matter of flippancy. I do not think so.
And I'm with Mrs. Rudd on this.
Really?
We can get the public health inspectors in, you know.
And I asked Mr.
along to refer the matter to the union to seek their advice on withdrawing our labour.
Oh, you're not going militant on me, are you?
Certainly not. As you know, I have always been the soul of moderation.
Enough is enough, Mr. Beeston. I put it to the union rep last night, and he agrees that the school is legally obliged to provide an adequate teaching environment.
I do so agree, Mr. Long.
Do you?
Absolutely.
Ah, I knew if we presented a united front, you would have to change your tune.
Change my tune? Oh, how very appropriate.
What do you mean?
I'm terribly sorry. You must forgive me.
I fail to see what is so amusing.
The thing is, Mrs. Rudd, we caught your mouse.
What?
And it wasn't a mouse at all.
Well, that's ridiculous. I saw it with my own eyes.
No, what you saw was a gerbil.
A gerbil?
It's a long story, I'm afraid. It's all about Mr. Sims, Miss McAfee, and an empty milk bottle.
Sorry, kids. Pencils, crayons down. Why is your playing box? It's got to stop now. Time for you to go outside and get some fresh air. I'll show you how to do Goofy afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Oh, and quiet as you can, kids, remember?
Please, miss.
Aren't you going out to play, Ranjit?
Yes, miss, but somebody said you found the gerbil this morning, miss.
Somebody? You mean somebody who was eavesdropping?
Eaves what, miss?
Flapping their big lugs like Dumbo the elephant.
But have you, miss, found one?
Might have. Why?
Only I lost one, miss.
You lost a gerbil?
Yes, miss.
Where did you happen to lose it?
I'm not sure, miss.
You didn't happen to lose it inside Mrs. Rudd's piano by any chance?
It could have got there, miss.
Oh, Ranjit, there's no could have about it, is there?
No, miss. What's so funny,
miss? Oh, nothing, Ranjit. It's just a tickle in my throat, that's all. I'm just not used to the English air yet. So why did you put your gerbil in Mrs. Rudd's piano?
I only meant to leave for one lesson and pick it up at the end of the day. Only it had gone.
But not before it frightened the life out of poor Mrs. Rudd.
No, miss.
Well, listen, Mr. Sims has got your gerbil.
Oh, great.
But if we give it you back, you must promise no more tricks like that.
No, miss.
I mean, the poor thing might have been killed. Suppose a cat had got into the classroom.
Yes, miss. I say, miss, what's that you're painting?
What? Oh, I'm just doodling. It's a little watercolour.
Hey, that's Mrs. Rudd.
Is it?
Yes, it's a nose and everything.
Oh, well, I better give her some music to read then. And sit her at a piano, like so, with a teeny little mouse poking its head between the keys.
Miss McAfee.
Oh, hello.
I do hope I'm not disturbing you, but Mr. Beeston tells me it's you I must thank for getting rid of my small intruder.
Oh, the mouse, you mean?
It's nothing.